Welcome to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner, where we're committed to helping you think like an entrepreneur and gain an exponential advantage. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. And now, get ready for the eMind.
Hey, it's Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner. I have a whole room full of people and even somebody remote. And we're talking today about some very cool things. We're talking about the pitch and the Business Comm Preview Day. I wanted to start with the Business Comm Preview Day because we have somebody who's just sacrificed a ton of time to be here. And her name is Ari. And Ari, let's go to you first. Amazing. No, there you are. All right, there you are. So Ari, talk to us, first of all, about Business Comm Preview Day. Like, have we had one recently or is this the first time in a long time?
Yeah, that's a great question. So this is the first one, Business Inaugural Business Communication Preview Day. So we're really excited, kind of on the heels of the brand new Schaumburg Business Center. And so our vision was pretty much twofold with this preview day. Number one, obviously want to showcase the academics at Cedarville and just the options that students would have. And then number two, we know sometimes as a high school student, you might know, hey, I want to study business. I want to study comm, but you might not know what that means, what's available to me. And so giving students an opportunity to explore and really just have more of an exploratory experience than just, hey, I'm going to come do boom, boom, boom. You can really customize your day.
Oh, that's good. So it's unlike, a See You Friday where you're kind of just generally getting exposure.
Yeah, this will give you some more focused time in your specific discipline that you're interested in to really kind of hone in and see, okay, not only is Cedarville a great fit for me, but also, you know, what does a career in finance look like and how can I leverage that for the glory of God?
I love it. So do you have more time too that we can come back to you?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, yeah, all right. Absolutely. So now we're going to actually talk to some Cedarville students who are here on site. And I'm going to go first to the ladies. Boom. There we are. We have Madeline and we have Annie. And you both are, well, tell us what year you are. Okay.
Hi, everyone. I'm Annie Alexander. I'm a junior at Cedarville and I'm studying accounting and finance.
Love it.
My name is Madeline. I'm a junior marketing major.
Fantastic. You guys are kind of like double trouble, right? You hang out quite a bit. So why... what's up with the pitch? What is the pitch? Have you seen it be successful? I think there's a bunch of people right now that are like literally in business because of it. Give us a little thing.
Yeah, the pitch is a really cool event that we host that is similar to Shark Tank, where students can present a business idea to a panel of judges who are successful entrepreneurs. And just get feedback on stage, and then they have the opportunity to try to win $1,000. So,
wow,
yeah.
And you, my friend Madeline, why should someone tune in? Like, either you know, they could be watching and saying, hey, I'm gonna tune in. Why would they want to tune in?
This is just such a fun event that we've been putting on, for I can't even remember when. It's just known at Cedarville that business majors put on the pitch. But our org Q has really stepped up in this past year. So Annie and I have both been helping with this pitch for almost a full year now. And it's really fun to just see more students come and get more engaged in business and just really discover. And we're loving that we're pairing it with the Business and Communications Preview Day. So students are able to go to that whole day, and then we're able to have the pitch event February 2nd at 6 o'clock to just round out the day with a really fun entrepreneurial event.
We're going to bring in Aubrey, too, because Aubrey's helping out. So that's kind of unique, the doing the pitch and Business Comm Preview Day. Aubrey, you're a freshman?
No, I'm actually a junior.
Oh, my gosh. Shame on me. Shame on me. So if you would have had the pitch and Business Comm Preview Day, how cool would that have been back when you were in high school?
Oh, that would have been crazy because I was one of those kids. You can tell because I was a business management major and bit of major self-slander here. You'll find that a lot of business management majors didn't really know what they wanted to do as kids. So I think that by having that that academic preview day, a lot of business kids such as myself would have had an easier time finding a more specific major.
So I love it. I love it. We're going to go to Will here now in a second. Will, we're getting ready for you. Then we'll go back to Ari. But Aubrey, I believe, correct me if I'm not mistaken, you did a hackathon.
Yeah.
in the fall. So you like legitimately did a whole weekend where you pitched a product. What did that teach you in terms of skills?
Oh, it taught me a lot about collaborative work. It taught me a lot about creativity. It taught me about the entire pitch process and devoting only a weekend to it, though it was an amazing thing to learn. It felt almost like it didn't encapsulate the process, but it didn't give the attention and time that it's owed, because to come up with a product, research it, market research, development, all in one weekend, it was a very intense process, but I'm very happy that I was a part of it. You learned so much from it.
Awesome. We'll come back to you in a second. Love it. Will, my friend, you are a freshman, so I won't get that wrong. You look very nice, by the way. You were one of the people who made it to the finalist round. So what is your idea? Is this a secret?
It's not a secret. No, I've been telling people who've been asking me. I'm a freshman marketing major, and I joined Q this past fall. I got involved really quickly after hearing a talk from Dr. KO. And I've really enjoyed the org. And so we formed a team. I formed a team, Addie Melvin, Abby Atkins, Harley Burnett. We came up with this idea. It stemmed from the pro-life day at Cedarville. Mm. It's called Peace Counseling. The goal is to bring virtual counseling to young women, specifically in and out of wedlock, dealing with pregnancy and dealing with post-abortion issues. And we just want to make counseling, specifically pro-life counseling, more accessible to these women. We want to run marketing campaigns that can bring the counselors, because there's already an established network of counselors. Mm. We just want to market them to these women who need the help.
Wow. That's the first I've heard about. That's pretty cool. Okay. Well, we can't wait to hear you on the main stage.
Excited.
Yeah. So, Ari, what do you think God is doing at Cedarville? I mean, I've been very impressed. But it almost seems like Cedarville is very distinct from what is out there. You probably run into these things every week where you're seeing, you know, Cedarville compared to other schools. What do you think is unique?
Yeah, it's a great question. So I would say a lot of schools typically excel in one of three areas, either academics or student life or maybe Christian integration. And I would say that what is mainly distinct about Cedarville is that we excel in all three. And so it's really rare to find an institution where you're going to have such rigorous academics that are really going to set you apart. And you can see that at Business Preview Day if you come. But then also with the student life component as well. Yes. There's always events to do. There's always fun things. But then really making God's word the priority. Yes. And so God's word is a lens through which we understand everything. And that should not mean everything but academia. Mm. And so at Cedarville, from our professors down to your RAs in your dorm, you're going to see people who are really pursuing the Lord wholeheartedly. And so I think that gives a transformational experience as a student.
I love it. I'm at the BusinessCom preview day. We're going to drop in the link right now. Is it too late?
It is not. It is not too late. So Sunday night at midnight is the deadline to register. So if you have not registered, if you are even a freshman in high school and you're just starting to look at colleges, you don't really know, you know, maybe exactly what you want to do. Like I said, this is an exploratory day. So come register. There's still time. We would love to have you and welcome you onto campus.
That is awesome. So right now, look at that. Is that cool?
Amazing.
See, write that at the bottom. Love look that. At that. Boom, boom, boom. All right. So there's where people can schedule. Love it. So I'm going to leave that up. We're going to land the plane here in about 8 minutes, but I'd love to go to Annie. Annie, are you the president of the Q?
Yeah.
I'm glad I got that right. Otherwise that would have been embarrassing. But so you're the president. What does the student leadership do for you? Like, first of all, you're busy. Why did you say yes? And second of all, like, what are your goals for Q?
Yeah. Well, when I was a freshman, I was very passionate about entrepreneurship and wished that there was some sort of org that was consistent for like-minded students to gather and talk about their ideas and grow through one another and find that inspiration that is just so prevalently involved with entrepreneurship.
Yes.
And so that just became a goal for me and a group of my friends to kind of create this space and also kind of take the pitch in as one of the things that can be a consistent event every semester.
Yes.
And so that's just kind of where I come from. And
you did a hackathon weekend too yourself.
Yeah.
A year ago.
Yeah. So
what did you learn from that?
Also just an amazing experience where Cedarville can partner with some of the outside organizations that host entrepreneurial events. And it's just really cool to work with other people who aren't from Cedarville and get mentors who are entrepreneurs. So yeah, really great experience. And that's something else that Q as an org will push students to attend.
Fantastic. Madeline, you are in the Women in Business.
I am. Yes.
See, I'm pretty good at that, right? All right. So we need more women in business. I interviewed Professor Leo Alina a while back, but why is business not just a guy's thing? What are you doing? I see pictures of all you like doing events and stuff. Mm-hmm. What's going on with the women in business at Cedarville?
It's just like a community where we're uplifting women to and encouraging them to pursue business majors. Nursing and engineering are definitely like the more popular majors for men and women to choose. And sometimes it can feel like you're almost a little bit alone in some of your business classes when there's like 20 guys and maybe 4 or 5 girls, but it's increasing. Yes, it is increasing.
Yes.
And that's like where Ann and I really became friends, was like in micro and macro, when we're like looking around and we're like, where is like at least a friend that is at least a female? Not that you can't have friends that are boys in classes,
right,
but it just is really a really fun community where we're then also getting poured into by fellow teachers like Alina Leo or Turkelson and Rich. And they're just really dedicated to Christ and women in business, which
That's
is
fantastic.
Just exactly what like an org that I want to be involved
in. It's fantastic. Oh, look at that. We got a comment. Pam Pippen from North Carolina. Impressive emerging business women. Make your space, ladies. There is room for you. Awesome. I'm speaking in North Carolina to her whole town there. She's amazing. So she is a woman in business. So let's go now to Aubrey and Will, and then we'll finish up with Ari. So you're a junior, I learned. My bad, Aubrey.
We're
but,
good.
You know, I think you're kind of like co-emceeing the pitch, or at least you better now. But I think you are, something like that. You're involved. Why? And I've told you this. I've been your professor. I think you're good at speaking, and I think Annie's really good too. What are you thinking about? Like, are you nervous at all about the pitch? Like being on the main stage? Can you lead us well? What are you thinking?
I'm not nervous about emceeing. I should be, but I'm not, because this is my first time participating in the pitch to any degree. And to be hosting seems pretty daunting, especially when you look at people like Mariah and Annie, who have such big shoes to fill. But Annie's been incredibly generous with her time already.
Yeah.
So knowing that I have her to help me out.
Ooh, that's good. Like mentoring. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, we'll see you on the main stage, Aubrey. Definitely. Super excited about that. So, Will, I know that you're so good, we've hired you. I mean, really, you're great at videography, and your dad, you've been working for him for 5 years in social media, social media agency. So why is it not too early to start in business? Even, you know, you were 13, 14 years old when you started.
Yep.
So why can people at any age really get in the game?
Yeah, I think working in general, but specifically when it comes to marketing or business, it just teaches you life skills that I don't think school can. Learning to collaborate with people who are older than you, I think that was probably one of the biggest things. Just learning to communicate in general, regardless of the major that you are, the profession, communication is the most important thing. If you're building out a resume, they always want to see good communication skills.
Yes.
And so my dad gave me the opportunity to work with him. I started working on the farm when I was 10, and I moved to the marketing agency when I was 13, 14, helping build the video department. So just having that experience has really guided me, and he's blessed me, and he's actually speaking at our first Q event of this semester.
Is that Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday at 7, we'll have Bill Woods as a guest speaker on Zoom.
And, that is cool.
We'll have crumble cookies.
Man,
talking about B2B business. So.
Ooh, that's good. So we got to blow that up on the cue sheet.
Yeah, there we are.
Okay. Yep. I want to tell my classes. Okay. So, Ari, let's land the plane here. Yeah. And are you Cedarville alum?
I am. Yes.
Okay. So give us like kind of the why are you even, maybe you are, maybe you're not, but why are you like more excited today what God's doing? I know God was active back when you were a student, but like, what do you think? Are you more excited today?
Yeah, I would say so. I think as you see culture shift, I think what God is doing at Cedarville becomes more exciting because it becomes more countercultural. And so I think that when I was a student, I started at Cedarville in 2016. So I'm a 2019 graduate, and culture has shifted even since then. And so even as we talk about business, we need Christian leaders that are going to have an entrepreneurial, innovative spirit, that are going to enter spaces that are hard to come into. And we need people that are, you know, in love with who Jesus is, that are willing to leverage their gifts for the kingdom of God. And so I think being a part of a place that is going to raise up individuals that will enter into that space for the kingdom is exciting. So, yeah, that's what I'd say.
I love it. Well, listen, folks, I'm going to bring Aubrey back on and I'm going to let you see everybody. But this was a great, great time today. Share the podcast. Tag somebody that you know who needs to come to the preview day or the pitch. And we'll see you all very soon. All right. Take care. And again, man, these new professionals are amazing. So again, you guys have got fans now all over the place. All right. Take care, everybody. We'll see you.
Thank you for listening to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Kerry Oberbrunner. We look forward to hearing from you and how you're applying the eMind. Please share your story by submitting a review on your platform of choice. We read every single one. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. Visit ignitingsouls.com/eMind and cedarville.edu for more help in your entrepreneurial journey.